How much easier is this game when you're picking up points and winning and, you know, getting points in overtime and ties? And just how much easier is this game?
It's not easier. It's just more fun. You know, it's one of those things where when you buy into the systems and you everyone's pulling this together, it makes things a lot easier. So we've just been having fun the last couple of games. Not the results that we wanted all the time, but again, the fact that we're getting points in every game is huge for us. And we've turned a corner, I think, and the guys have figured out what it takes to do it for 60 minutes, and we're doing that now, so it's a lot more fun.
You've been tinkering still with the mix, Sam, on the team a little bit. You brought in Phil Bronner this week. And just talk about the mix of the team now, and do you think you got the chemistry where you want it?
You know what? You never have it where you want it until you win the last game. We're working towards that. We have two big guys called up, one bigger guy injured in Brewer on the front. So we brought in some size up front to just kind of give the smaller guys some room to roam. We have D-men coming back off injury. Obviously, we didn't want to get rid of Melks very much because he's, a big body and he plays physical game. But, you have to make sure that you're ready to play three full lines all the time. And, playing shorthanded, we saw some of our weaknesses and had to address that.
Corey Melkert, and you traded him for Bronner, correct?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much Jackson Brewer's out, one of the leading scorers in I think, the top 10 in the league. So does everyone sort of have to kind of step up their offensive game?
Yeah. I mean, our team's not based around one player or one line. Again, in order to win and win consistently and win a championship, you need three lines. You need depth. Obviously, guys are going to step up early, and then guys are going to take over midway. Having Jack out of the lineup hurts us a lot. Other guys have had to been put into a lot of different positions and a lot of different minutes. We're just hoping for him to get a speedy recovery so we can get back and kind of add to that depth again. Then we can, shuffle the lines up where they were before and start to roll again. But, anytime somebody goes out of your lineup, you have to fill that void. You have to take up those minutes, and he's a big minute muncher to take up.
Talk with Roanoke Railyard Dogs head coach Sam Fatoruk. Talk about the goaltending situation. Brandon Anderson, is he not coming back from the ECHL?
As of right now, no. I mean, anytime a guy goes up, my stance is I call after the first game, see how they did, and then I leave them alone. Because when they're there, they're there. They're not calling us every day saying, hey, how you guys doing? Do you need him back? So I'm not going to call and ask for him back because our job here is to get them to the next level. He's, as far as I know, he's up for the year. And, Turner's up for the year and Murray's up for the year. And when I get a call saying they're coming back, they're coming back. So we picked up Kruger. We have DeMello going. And we're just going to roll with those two until we either find that we have a need or until Andy comes back and we have to sort things out.
Just talk about the jobs James Kruger has done. It seems like he's done a pretty good job when he's been in there.
Yeah, no question. He came from Dartmouth. He had good numbers in school. A lot of times adjusting to the pro ranks is a little bit different, and I think he had some of those problems early on. I talked to him, brought him in, played against Fayetteville, who had waived him earlier in the year. He got a point in overtime, and then played against Knoxville, got a point in overtime as well. So, he's a big body. He moves well for his size, so we're happy with that.
Just a couple more questions. We're talking with Sam Fatoruk, head coach of the Railyard Dogs. Talk about the homestand that you're on. Does it help when you're home cooking for a while, maybe gain a little bit momentum, the guys get a little comfortable, being home for a while?
Yeah, it's nice to be home. I mean, we had the Christmas break. Some guys went to their actual homes, and then they came back here. Getting on the bus and getting to a visiting team's dressing room and, not having any of the friendly confines, it can be taxing at times. To have some games at home stretched right in a row, it's really nice. Obviously, with the fans that we've been getting, it's been nice and loud. A lot of energy in the building, which is huge, especially when you're playing shorthanded. We're also getting points at home, which makes everyone happier. So it's nice to have these next couple home games because I know we're going on a long road trip at the end of the month.
Talk about beating Macon at home, Macon top team in the league. I think they were 16-3 when they came in here, and you guys had won five games. But talk about that. I was at that game. You got the early goals, kind of slip back a little bit, but you put it away. And what does that tell your team?
We came out, we knew we had to play our game, our brand, and we had to play it, the full 60. That was the first game which guys really bought in because we were having results. But they're going to do what they do, which is, come back. They relied on their big scores to get them even. We had to kind of take a breath and sort it out. But we did a great job hanging on. But it was, it just tells you that anyone can beat anyone at this level. But it, for our guys, it was huge. You know, for our guys in the dressing room after the game, it's a huge shot of confidence saying, hey, you know what, we were shorthanded. We had guys that, you know, haven't been in this league, and we beat that team. You know, and I made sure that they understood that it was because we played the right way. We didn't, you know, we didn't stray off the course, and we didn't just do whatever we wanted. We kept to a system. We knew we had to because they were the number one team in the league, and it paid. So it's, like I said, that was the first game where we really kind of decided that if we do it the right way and do it together, we can have some good results.
Last question, talk about Tyler Jurich being named SPHL Player of the Week for the second time. And, you know, what does he bring to the team?
Scoring. I mean, I would say that's the biggest thing he brings to the team. You know, some guys can just score. They're just blessed with an ability to miss the goalie. It doesn't matter where they're shooting it from. It happens to get through, and it happens to go in. He's one of those guys, you know, but he's also learning what it takes to be a pro. You know, I get on him all the time about working hard away from the puck and working in order to get a goal. They're not just going to come. Guys in this league aren't going to just say, oh, geez, this guy can score, back off. They're going to say, okay, we got to get even closer to him. So, you know, he helped us immensely this weekend. You know, and if he keeps doing that, we're going to have a lot more wins on our side.